Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, as we promised in the previous shiur, this is the third shiur on the topic of smicha. We are now going to prove, often mechudish, that even though it's muchach from Tosfos, that the korban of a woman is pater from smicha, nevertheless, it's midin the korban. Nevertheless, a yoresh who yarshined the korban of his mother is going to be chayv in smicha, even though the korban itself is pater from smicha. But the yoresh who yarshins his mother is going to be chayv and smicha. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Agona Gadol, Hamufla veHamuflag of Chaim Meir Horovitz Shlita. Well, behekdem shtehan hakdama is number one. This yeshli hestapik. What's the din about mitzvah smicha? Is chayvas smicha? Does the obligation to do smicha take effect b'shas hafroshe when he separates the animal? That the hafrasha establishes the name of the Baal Korban, and if so, the Choyvas Smicha is established according to the time of the hafrasha. That if the Baal Korban is a man, the Korban is Chayv in Smicha, and if the Baal Korban is a woman, then the Korban is Pater in Smicha. And as long as B'shas hafrasha, there's no Chiyuv Smicha, it's not Chal afterwards. And even if the bilus on the carbon changes between Shas HaFrash and Shas HaKrava, it's not going to be Chayiv and Smicha. Or maybe the obligation of Smicha is Chal B'Shas HaKrovas HaKorban. Or maybe the obligation to do Smicha takes effect only when he's actually makriv the korban, that it's that the zman hasmicha is established lefi shas hakorban. So in other words, when is the chovas smicha established? Is chovas smicha established b'shas hafrasha or b'shas hakrova? That's the first suffix. The second suffix is the din of yoyresh. We learned that a yoyresh does smicha, is it because smicha sa'av de mekayim bazeh, ma sha'aviv nischayiv b'smicha? Or dil mechiyuv smicha b'yoyresh, havi mikoyach ba'alusoy, doha hayoyresh miskaper mikufya b'korban oviv. That the reason a yoyresh has to be soymech is why? Is it because of smicha sa'av, that he's fulfilling his father's obligation? Or is it mikoch his own bailus, because the yoyresh also gets somewhat of a kapora from his father's carbon? And that's why we see in Zvachim 6a that a yoyresh does tmure. A yoyresh can do tmure because he's considered the bailim on the carbon, because he's miskapir mikufya. He gets some element of kapore from the carbon. Now, according to the Tzad, that a yoyresh isn't soymech because of his bailus, but rather because of the obligation of smicha of his father. If so, if somebody yarshins his mother's korban, if we say that the korban was mismayit mismicha, the korban was excluded from the obligation of smicha ibazoi, he's not going to do smicha. And we find that there's a machloikes about this in the Achroinim. The Brisker Rov at the beginning of Tmura proves that a yoyresh is soymech mishum chiyuv ha'av. Mishum chiyuv ha'av. From the fact that Rabbeinu Gershom writes that if the father already did smicha, the yoyresh doesn't do another smicha. He writes according to this, that if the carbon falls before a number of yorshim, they don't all have to do smicha. Rather, one of them does a smicha, because the smicha is not a chiyuv mikoyach ba'alusam, but rather from the fact that it was mischayev ba'oid aviyam chai, and therefore it's enough after he dies to do one smicha. However, the Sfas Emes in Menachas Sadi Gimel and Aleph learns that all the yorshim have to do smicha, because the korban is now in their bailus. So we have a machlokas here between the great Brisker Rov, Beis Brisk, and the Sfas Emes, the great Admor of Gur, Givaldik. The Brisker Rav holds that it's a chiyuv on the father, and the Mele, when the Yorshim get it, only one of them has to do smicha. And the Sfas Emes holds, no, all the Yorshim have to do smicha because now the carbon is in their bailus. Now, according to this, the suffix that we mentioned in a previous shiur of the Minchas Chinuch, if a Yoyresh Korban Imoy has to do smicha, is dependent on these two tzadim, that according to the tzad that Choyvas HaSmicha is established B'Shas HaFroshe, when he separates the carbon. If so, if somebody yarshins a carbon from his mother, since B'Shas HaFroshes HaKorban, there was no Chovas Smicha, so it's not chal afterwards when the ben inherits, the son inherits the korban, even though the son can do smicha. But according to the tzad, that the obligation of smicha is established. The fishas ha-krove, the ozman ha-smicha. Imkein, gam le'oto tzad, shekorban isha, ptura mi-smicha, mikol mokom. But if you hold that the obligation of smicha is established according to the time of the hakrovas hakorban, that's the time of smicha. If so, according to that tzad, that a korban isha is ptura mismicha, that the or pater mismicha, that the carbon of the woman is pater from smicha. Nevertheless, since b'shas hakrove, the yoyresh is considered the baal hakorban, v'hayoyresh hu baal chiyuv smicha, since b'shas hakrove, the yoyresh is the Baal HaKorban, and the Yoresh has to do Smicha, so he's Chayav Lismoch. So if you say it's Mitzah, it's established at the time of Afrash, if it's his mother's Korban Pater. If you say it's established at the time of this, of the Korbas HaKorban, then when the Yoresh Korbas HaKorban, the Yoresh has to do it. However, that's all if we say that the Yoresh is Soymech Machmas Chiyuv Atzmoy, that he's the Baalim on the Korban. But according to the Svara of the Brisker Rov, that the Yoresh is Chayav Lekayim Smichus Aviv, and he's not Samech Machmas Atzmo because of his own obligation, Oibazoi, even according to the Tzad, that the Tzmicha is only established B'Shas HaKrov, nevertheless, since he's not the Bailam on the Korban, and his mother is Ptura Mismicha, there is no obligation of Smicha by the Yoresh, because his mother was Ptura. Umeata Lefize, B'tziul Sheini, Shedona Minchas Chinuch, Birushas korban me'avia havei ipche. In the second seer of the Minchas Chinuch, let's say somebody yarshins a korban from her father. Does she have to do smicha? So it's fakert. According to the tzad that yoresh is somich machmas atzmai, since the yoresh is in isha, she's ptura mismicha, and therefore she doesn't do smicha. And even though the korban was mischayev b'smicha because of her father, she is now the balas hakorban, and her balas patters from smicha. But according to the other tzad, that a yoresh is soymech machmas smichas oviv, that a yoresh does smicha because of his father, then we go back to what we said at the beginning in the earlier shir, that that would be dependent on whether the miut of isha mismicha is bekorban ha'isha or al guf ha'isha. If it's bekorban ha'isha, so then again we're dealing here with the case of Yoreshes, a woman who yarshins her father's carbon. So if you hold that a Yoresh is a Soymech because of the smicha of the father, so then we said, what's the miut of smicha b'korban ha'isha? Is it al guf ha'isha or b'korban ha'isha? So you have a girl who yarshins her father's carbon. If the miut of smicha is on the guf ha'isha, so the guf ha'isha is p'tura. But if she's a woman. But if it's on the korban, but this is not the korban of the nisha, this is the korban of the father. So if the yoresh does smicha because of himself, so then the yoreshes is going to be ptura, because she herself is. A woman is ptura mismicha, but if it's because of the father, then it would depend on whether the miut is on the person or on the korban. If it's on the korban, so this korban is chayav in smicha. If it's on the person, the woman, the yoreshes, is ptur mismicha. So according to this, it would appear be'ezus Hashem chidush din nifla, that there's a case where, according to everybody, somebody who yarshins his mother's korban is somech, and that is the case where a woman yarshins from her father, and she doesn't manage to bring the korban until she dies. And now the son yarshins her there. According to everybody, there's a chiyuv smicha. Because even if we say that Yohana yarshins his mother's carbon, isn't so meich, because we follow shas hafresh as a carbon. And the carbon wasn't mischayiv b'smicha, but here the carbon b'shas hafresh was mischayiv b'smicha by avi imoy, by his mother's father. Aye, it goes into the mother's bailus. So maybe poka hachiyuv. Maybe there's no more chiyuv anymore, because now it came into the woman's bailus, and a woman doesn't do smicha. But if you go according to the tzad that you follow shas hakrova, so now he's the makriv. So you follow shas hakrova, and he's the makriv. So if you follow shas hafrosha, so the time of frosha was in a man's rishus, the grandfather. And if you follow shas hakrova, so b'shas hakrov, it belongs again to a man. So even if though the mother in the meantime made it putter, but it doesn't matter. But now it's going to be, in the meantime she'd be putter because a woman can't do smicha. But now the son again is going to be chayv because the son does do smicha, a man does smicha. So, Mirtz Hashem, we can prove that smicha is established b'shas ha-krova and not b'shas ha-frosha. And that, sweet friends, is going to be our avoda for the next shir. Al kopanim, the chiddush of this shir primarily was to prove that if you have a case where somebody yarshins from his mother, l'kulei alma, he's going to be chayv in smicha. And that is when the carbon started with his grandfather, came down to his mother as a Yerusha, and now he's the one being makriv. So if you follow Shas HaFrasha, so it's taka chayev mitzad the grandfather, and if you follow Shas HaKrava, then it's chayev mitzad the grandson. So the kulei alma, there is going to be an obligation to do smicha. והדברים היו מחודשים ומשמחים, ובעזרת השם בלי נדר, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה.